Networks and D&I professionals are often frustrated at having to make the business case again and again to people who want to hear first about how it will affect the bottom line. This situation can be reflective of shareholder capitalism, in which the dominant metric is how much profit is made for shareholders and executives, sometimes at the expense of customers, employees, the environment, and society as a whole. More recently, economists and organisations have started to embrace the values associated with stakeholder capitalism, which rejects the idea of maximising one value to the exclusion of others and encourages compromise to balance the needs of all stakeholders. For employee networks, this is an opportunity to push back against the business case as it may have traditionally been understood. For example, how is the organisation monitoring its impact on all stakeholders, and how does the strategy reflect that? On the positive end of this zeitgeist, we've seen new ethical businesses emerge, which we'll look at on the next slide, but it's also a structure which is quite easily adopted without committing to any real change. As shareholders and executives are indeed also stakeholders, existing practices fit in part under this new model, and PR can be used to put a gloss on how the organisation is fulfilling the needs of their other stakeholders, like society in general. If networks are to say that fairness is a core value of their existence, then they should take account of their role in any potential PR glossing. You may recognise that the structure of a true network lends itself very well to stakeholder capitalism models, as the focus is on dissemination of power and reward. You can read more about these principles in the Davos Manifesto and from the World Economic Forum, but for now we'll give a couple of examples in action.